Hey, this is Pete Tsironis with Dots and Bridges, and I am super excited to meet with my friend and colleague yet again, Samara Shulman, president of On Point Consulting. We have a pretty cool topic we think will resonate inside and outside the Beltway. Samara, great to see you and hear you.
Right back at you.
Thank you for sharing this article titled Brain Teasing Connections Puzzle Stumps Most AI. It was written August 16th by way of Bloomberg. Samara, I love this one because I actually play the puzzle and I find it annoying and exhilarating when I win. So I appreciated what it expressed as it relates to artificial intelligence and everybody thinking it's going to change the world is that human intuition, context, creativity, and shared experiences matter. So that's check mark for the human being. What were your initial thoughts?
I think the main point of the article is that there's a quote in here that I wrote down that says, one is required to think outside the box to do any kind of divergent thinking. It struggles a lot. So there were a few things that I thought were interesting. The first thing is, to me, AI seems like it's going at the speed of light. Every other article is AI. Every other topic is AI. And it just seems like it's coming. It's coming. It's not stopping. It's coming. This article is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Just keep in mind, it can get from point A to point B, but it might have difficulty getting from point A to point C if B is not in that line. Somebody at NIH was talking about how AI is not going to solve everything for them right away. We're not talking medicine or the medical world or anything like that. He was talking more so on the grant side of things, that his office deals with grants and they've talked about using AI to make decisions and evaluate the grants. And he said the problem with it is that once you evaluate it and it doesn't meet the criteria of the AI, and the AI comes back and says, nope, this person doesn't get a grant or this organization doesn't get a grant, it doesn't give a justification. And you need to be able to give a justification. When I went back and reread this article, I had that sticking out in my mind because it was such an interesting point to make. Just to give everybody a little bit of background, is students at Barnard College conducted a study. They used about four or five different AI models, and they gave it puzzles from Connections. And Connections purposely puts in what they call red herrings, distractors, to confuse the players, and it makes it harder. The computer solves, the AI rather, all the models together solve 16 out of 200 puzzles, which is only 8%. So when we're talking about AI is going to displace people at jobs, AI is going to change the way we think about jobs, it just brought all those thoughts to light that, whoa, maybe it's not moving as quickly as we think. There are other things that we need to be considering.
I appreciate that. And shout out to Barnard College, a great reference to them. And Samara, I think of the correlation we always talk about of technology is not the problem. It's not always ready for prime time. I would argue AI is exciting and there's all this great stuff and hype around it, but it's hype. And you and I are talking in our prep call about large language models. That is what a lot of AI is depending upon for pattern recognition. But what it lacks is that, I feel, consciousness and that consciousness, that human design, right? We talk about human-centered design. We still need to work with tools. And this is where we quote unquote shine. And that is the storytelling and the application and having that creativity. I could tell you, being a Connections puzzle fan, maybe it was a cool AI design to come up with the four quadrants again, but I had to think creatively. I don't think AI was in that case. And that felt like I'm still needed. So, Samara, final thoughts.
One other thing I thought was interesting was that another conversation around AI is in marketing and advertising. You can type in, make me a picture of X, Y, and Z. Okay, now change Y. Now change Z, and you can manipulate these pictures where you could say, okay, now put it in the form of a newspaper article, and you can be as creative as possible, but it all comes back to that prompting, and it comes back to knowing what you want. And it comes back to the point that we talk about creative or not, even when it comes to using AI to respond to emails, whatever it is, that AI should, I believe, should be looked at as a first draft. It's a bouncing off platform. It's a brainstorming platform.
Summarizing Samara notes here, human intuition matters, contextual understanding. You emphasize that ability to think abstractly. And I loved your just now said the springboard, starting blocks, get us going, and then let the human intuition kick in. Amazing stuff. Samara, I can't wait for our next chat, and you have a great rest of your day.
Sounds good. You too, Pete. Thank you.